This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. It is a beautiful day of sunshine here in the Hudson Valley, and we have a guest with us who is from California, and I can look out his back window right now and see his sunshine. But before we get to our guest, I just have to tell you how thrilling it is after the winter that we've just had in the Hudson Valley. Yesterday, we had sunshine and 77 degrees. Now, there's still snow everywhere because the snow was hip high in the Hudson Valley this winter. But yesterday I saw people sitting on their front porch, walking around the neighborhood. Nobody had coats on. Oh my goodness. It's just a delight for all of the senses. So if you're in the Hudson Valley, I feel like, ooh, we turned a corner. And what a beautiful corner that is. All right, you're here for Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, and we're going to talk about High Hopes. Mark Desmond is my guest, a director at High Hopes, a head injury program that is literally making miracles for people all over the country. Welcome, Mark. It's so great to talk to you.
Great talking to you too this morning.
High Hopes. It's such a great name for this program. You've been around since about 1975?
Yep, 51 years.
I cannot believe that 1975 was 51 years ago. You give me a minute. Okay, that's crazy.
I know, because I was here for every single day of it. So.
Wow. Wow. How did it all begin?
I got involved. First of all, people started surviving brain injuries because paramedics started.
Yeah.
And before that, it was mostly war related, where the medic would get them on the battlefield and help them. Once paramedic started, people started surviving brain injuries because they're able to be hospitalized within a shorter period of time. The faster you get to the hospital, the best chance you have of surviving. And I got involved in this and started inventing programs. I was coaching swimming and teaching high school at 19 years old and went on to coach some Olympic groups and all sorts of things. And this group came to use the pool that was family members that had brain injured people with them. And none of my 60 swimmers were available to lifeguard and help them. So I started helping the group and loved it. And then Today Show came out and did a segment. Here I am 20 by then, and I'm on Today Show, what person walking that wasn't supposed to walk again, and then started creating programs. And so that's kind of the short version. I've been doing it in inventing therapy programs for all these years, and we do amazing things here. We get all the people most people give up on, put them back together again, give them a life. We've helped thousands of people over the years, from people from the White House to police officers, from people running from the police, and everything in between.
Wow. Okay. So here was young Coach Mark, right?
Right.
Jumping in the pool to help out a group of people who had brain injuries, and you found a way to use that as therapy, and it just lit you up?
Yeah, exactly. And what a better thing than taking someone that was totally give up upon ever walking again or getting out of their wheelchair and making it happen. I have a great staff too, and we've been making it happen every day now for lots of years.
Yeah.
I just had one yesterday, started walking for the first time, and not unusual for families crying and being happy they're here. And it takes a lot of work, but we're able to do it.
Now, did you start the nonprofit foundation, High Hopes?
Yeah, it was started originally by families, and they swapped each other back and forth. But yes, I created all the programs and so on and so forth. We instigated the seatbelt law and helmet law and a bunch of other things over the years with senators and people like that. And here we are today.
Wow. So this, it's so much to talk about. I want to stick with your story for a minute. This wasn't the direction you were heading in, was it? What did you think?
On the contrary, it was not. This is my side gig. I was teaching high school, then college, and coaching swimming. And my goal, aspirations was to eventually coach Olympians, which I was able to do. And work with the AA 92 Olympic water polo team, and had people, swimmers, kids grow up in the program that went on from the 84 Olympics and other Olympics after that. And coached hundreds and hundreds, lifeguards and all sorts of people coached. And matter of fact, we even had a grant from the Olympic Committee here where we had Olympians actually work after for about eight of those years. And so we're very kind of wrapped it in together.
We're talking to Mark Desmond, who is the director of High Hopes, which is a head injury program. You mentioned, you know, there was a time when paramedics didn't exist. And maybe people don't realize that, but if you're a little bit older, that was something new that got folded into the communities across the nation. In, would you say, mid to late 70s?
Exactly. And then it matched with trauma centers. So as paramedics started, there was trauma centers. So what a trauma center is, it has a neurologist on staff, has surgeon on staff 24 hours a day. So that way, that individual that gets picked up from the auto accident or fall or what have you is rushed to someone that's actually in the hospital working. Not, they don't have to call them
right
from the golf course and say, oh, by the way, we need you to come on in.
Yeah.
Or call them from the breakfast table at these the trauma centers. Between that and the paramedics helps these people survive. And there's a lot in the United States. TBIs are about 2,500,000 every year, and mostly from falls. Then next would be auto accidents and skateboard accidents, bicycle accidents, and gunshot wounds, and all those kind of things that are kind of the middle group. So usually you're younger people are falls, older people are falls, but falls is number one. Who hasn't reached up to a railing, right, and then started walking down steps or something and it shook, mm-hmm, right? Especially after the winter and those things break loose or people slip and fall, or
right.
Number one is falls.
Yeah. So you give hope. You say you get the people that everybody else gives up on. So I'm on your website, highhopes.ws, highhopes.ws, and you can see videos of people who are just, you see the miracles happen before your eyes, where you're using therapeutic programs to get them walking again and talking again and giving them back some coordination. What's your medical staff look like now?
Well, I have a great staff. Most of my staff has probably been working with me now for 20 or 30 years. Of course, I have younger people and one older person. I have a neurologist on staff. I have occupational therapists. I have, but we're unique. We do things differently. We don't give up. It's like training for the Olympics. It takes a lot of work. We have robotics. We have rather than just me all the time. I have robotics, and where you can duplicate a lot of things. So we have, for instance, we have four local mats. Nobody in the country has four.
What are
they? They're robotic walking machines.
Robotic walking machines.
Made in Switzerland. And we have four of those. So we have a robotics that assists us in working with everybody each day on the physical side. But we're full service day treatment. Work on memory, concentration, relearning how to read, write, just like you mentioned. Everybody's different.
So when we talk about brain injury, I was looking on your website. You also treat people with brain tumors and aneurysms and strokes and even MS.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Tell me about some of the treatments or some of the work that you do with people who have MS.
Yeah, I've had several people with MS actually get better. If you go to our website, you can see one of our students who speaks. His name's Ron. He couldn't even sit up straight in a wheelchair. Now he drives. He has a life. He's able to take steps. He's communicates very well. I had another MS student that we call them students versus patients or clients that was on the original cast for The Lion King. And he was able to get well enough to do the senior Olympics and throw the shot put. So we have a lot of amazing people, a lot of amazing things. And now the MS doctors are starting to refer people to us. For the last 15, 20 years, they figured it was a fluke.
Yeah,
can't happen. Nobody can get better from this. Not true.
I am loving reading your face right now. Mark Desmond is our guest. He's the director of High Hopes. It's a head injury program out in California, but you can go to highhopes.ws, and there's so much information there. The way you looked with this sheepish grin when you said you have people with MS who get better. There are doctors, right? And I'm sure many people on the planet who have believed there couldn't be progress in MS. So tell us, what do you work with robotics with MS patients as well?
Yeah, the robotics has been instrumental in helping that. Yes.
I think, too, language matters. And the fact that people go into this program as students, not patients, not clients, they're students, and they're surrounded by supportive teachers, that encourages success, right?
Yes. And that by then, usually you're tired of being called a patient or tired of the bad news that they have. And it really does help. We do a lot of group classes and therapy, and in a group, when you see somebody else get up and do something that they're not supposed to do, if that person can do it, why not me?
Why not me? So fantastic. I'm so grateful for the work you're doing. You mentioned that you had somebody from, you treated someone from the White House. Can you share?
Yeah. She worked for several different presidents, and she was here and did well. Had people from all over the United States. I had an assistant ambassador from Japan, one of the religious leaders from India, all sorts of people that find us, research us, and come from long distances to be here.
Now, do they move in with you?
What?
Do they move in with you? Is it like a day?
We don't provide housing. We do have places to live nearby. We work with Ryan's Reach that I helped get starting, and that's Pat Boone's family. It's called Ryan's Reach, has a few homes where some of our students live. So some have lived in hotels, some have rented places, some have been here in campers. Everybody from all walks of life and all different ways. We have a scholarship program. Nobody has a scholarship. An example is, if they can't afford services, I'll try to figure out a way to support them, or they pay what they can afford. And even if it changes over the course of the rehab, I'll find a solution for them so they can keep doing the rehab. The biggest thing here is, though, is you got to show up consistently. If you show up consistently, all great things can happen. God watches over High Hopes, that's for sure. And if they could show up regular, a lot of great things happen. If they can't show up consistently, and then it doesn't work.
All right.
It's like trying to make the Olympic team and never showing up to practice.
Right.
It's not going to quite happen.
And isn't that true of everything? You know, I just did a women's retreat weekend and it was all about transformation and treating ourselves well and better and trying to improve. And I said to the women, none of this is easy, right? None of this is easy and all of it requires discipline. And people said, I don't like that word. I said, well, then call it something else, but it's the same thing. You have to consistently show up for yourself. But there are people with brain tumors or aneurysms or MS, strokes, brain injury, they didn't know they had the kind of help that you can give them. It has to be so thrilling for these families. Tell me, tell us about some of the people on your website that we'll meet when we visit that.
Oh, sure. I have one aerospace engineer. His name's Mark. He was a veteran, a Marine Corps. Became an engineer, had a stroke, and he's on the video. He does great. I have Ron. Ron is a gentleman, has MS. He travels 2 hours a day to get here each day and he rarely ever misses. That's and he raves about the program. His life is, as he says, he's cured from the waist up, and he's able to drive. He has a life. I have more recently we've been getting a lot of physicians that have had strokes or family members of physicians in the area. I've had people drive all the way from Bakersfield, 3 hours away, just to get here. Had one family do it for 5 years. And you notice I said families. All these people, if they have to have someone that's willing to come with them or help them arrive. When a brain injured person gets up in the morning, they need a lot of help, get out of their residence to attend. The families or family members or caregivers is the backbone of making sure they get to IOPS.
Wow. Wow. Of course, that person with that setback needs a team before they can get to your team. Can you give us an idea, like for the people listening who maybe have family members that are recovering from stroke or living with MS or a brain, have survived a brain aneurysm or something like that. Can you tell us what a routine day looks like at High Hopes? What kind of therapies they go through?
Sure, I'd be glad to. First of all, a brain injured person, as long as we're alive, has great potential. So the world always says there's no potential. The truth is, there's great potential of them getting better. But it takes work, as you say. So an example is we start at 8 a.m. We have classes throughout the day. I set up a individual schedule for each person. So if a person comes here, they evaluate us. I evaluate them, meaning that determine what they need. So they might be in physical programs most of the day, or they might have a combination of cognitive retraining and so on and so forth. Physical things are easier to see because when they look in the mirror, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Cognitive things are more subtle. Oh, I can read. Well, let's see you read. Well, I could do math. Or I used to be great at math. One of our students is a finance fellow, and he went to USC and got his degrees in finance. And matter of fact, his parents were professors at USC. And I said to him the other day, I said, well, don't give me change because I know it'll be wrong. And he laughs and we both laugh because that's true. His math skills aren't quite what they used to be. So part of fixing anything, you also have to see it. So we started at 8 o'clock. We had classes every hour from 8 to 2 throughout the day. Most brain injured people, strokes, MS, do better in the morning. Maybe even actually MS a little bit better toward the afternoon. They seem like sleep in. But getting everybody up in the morning and being here. So there will be in physical classes. They can be receiving occupational therapy in between, coming back again for physical classes throughout the day. So it's like training for the Olympics. If they need speech therapy, they're going to be involved in speech, computer assisted instruction, maybe vocational classes, learn how to do an interview again, what jobs are appropriate. Most brain injured people are not. I will recommend full-time employment because they have to continue, even after they graduate out of High Hopes, they have to continue their physical programs on their own or with assistance the rest of their life in order to stay ambulatory, in order to be able to transfer, in order to drive a car or what have you.
Right. It's for the rest of your life. You're going to stick with the program.
Yeah. You may be on your own more than, you know, the idea is you're on your own, but you can always come back too. Once you accept it here at High Hopes, I'll always have you come back if you need us ever in the whole life.
Have you ever thought of franchising out, putting these all over the place?
Oh, it comes up every other day. And there should be hundreds of these across the country.
Yeah.
We're results driven rather than financially driven. It has to be a supportive community that's willing, you know, go to our concert. And we have a great concert coming up on July 12th at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach here in Eric Marienthal. We have a big, huge jazz concert we put on each year. And we have people like Johnny Mathis have come and all sorts of celebrities come to the event every year. And that's our big fundraiser.
That's great. And,
it really makes a difference. And it plus reaches out to lots of people, lets people know we're here.
I'm so glad I know you're there. Mark Desmond, High Hopes, the website, highhopes.ws. It has been just a joy to get to know you and the work you're doing. And give a message now, if you could, to the people who could be listening, who maybe have a struggle that they're dealing with physically, cognitively, or maybe someone who loves someone with this kind of a situation. Give them your message of hope, please.
Sure. First of all, don't ever give up. And everybody has amazing potential of getting better. Second is High Hopes. We're here for you. If you need us, you can always reach out to us and we can help you no matter where you're at. There are some things on YouTube. We'll be happy to help you so that you can help your loved one. And also, it's important to take care of yourself through this process of getting better.